The question was asked if one is invited to make a blessing on the Torah in shul, and one does not want to make the blessing, can one decline? So the Gemara tells us that we derive from our parsha. It says, "Ki hu chayecha ba'orech yamecha." The Torah is your life, the Torah is your longevity. And if one is offered to bless on the Torah and one turns it down, it is considered as though he is not interested in longevity, he's not interested in making the blessing on the Torah. And the Gemara seems to say that he'll be paid back in kind, that he won't have longevity. So therefore, once one has been invited to have an aliyah, to go up and bless on the Torah, I don't see how one could turn it down. What if one can ensure that he doesn't get invited, that's a different story. But once the invitation has been extended, when they say, you come up for an aliyah, I don't see how one could turn it down. There is a story that Rabbi Akiva was asked to go up to the Torah, and Rabbi Akiva said, I'm not yet prepared, I haven't reviewed the parsha. So if a person has an issue that he feels he doesn't know the blessings well and he'll be embarrassed, something like that, maybe there would be room to say that he could say something like that, just to, so he's saying, I want to bless the Torah, but I'm not capable of doing it yet, I don't know the blessing, I don't want to be shamed publicly. Or if a person, let's say, has stomach trouble and he can't make any blessings right now, so his body isn't clean, so then a person should find a way to get out of it quietly, preferably a person should figure out. That I don't think is the same thing. No.
Okay, so it's only when you have to say the blessings.
The Gemara says it about blessings, as far as I know. The Gemara says it about being called up to the Torah.
So opening the ark is a separate thing.
I don't think it's the same thing. I would have to look it up, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Okay.